It's the first day of summer, which means it's the longest day of the year. And in Alaska, it's really long. In many areas, it never gets dark at all, a welcome change from winter when the sun barely rises above the horizon. Rebecca Shear of Alaska Public Radio reports.
It's summertime in Anchorage, Alaska. Kids scamper around playgrounds. Gardeners water their sweet peas. And dozens of fishers cast lines for salmon in downtown's Ship Creek. The air is breezy, the temperature mild, the sun radiant in a clear blue sky. Indeed, it is one lovely night. That's right, night.
We just head down after work, and we got here at 8:30. We weren't fishing very long today.
What time is it now?
I don't know. I don't know.
For the record, it's 10:45 p.m., and experts at the local bait shop say on a good night, up to 300 people will be fishing the quarter-mile stretch of Ship Creek all night long.
The darkest we get is twilighty.
In her Anchorage garden, Professor Christine Hansen is among those exercising their green thumbs tonight. Vegetables and flowers grow beautifully and massive in the all-night sun.
People say the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, but it doesn't here. It circles and dips, and it kind of is northeasterly, I think, when it dips. Is that what you found? I get my directions mixed up.
I get everything mixed up in the summer, so...
Indeed, it's easy to get disoriented in a place where 10 in the morning and 10 at night look pretty much the same. Remember when you were little and your parents told you to be home before the streetlights came on? Tell that to kids up here and you won't see them till September.
My brother came up to help me paint my house. He lives in California, and we started about 11 o'clock in the morning, and we stopped for dinner, and he was saying, "Geez, I'm tired. I don't know why I'm so beat." And then he looked, and it was 11:30 at night. I said, "You're going to quit already?" And he said, "Yeah."
After a long, dark winter, Christine's can-do and do and do some more attitude is understandable, but not necessarily advisable.
You can't store sleep like bears, you know, sleep all winter and then store it up and don't sleep at all in the summer. We build up what we call a sleep debt.
This is Dr. Ann Morris, medical director of the Sleep Disorders Center at Providence, Alaska Medical Center.
That sleep debt will eventually build to the point that nothing you can do is really going to keep you safely awake.
Which, Morris points out, could lead to trouble, from a cranky mood to a car accident. See, the constant sun messes with circadian rhythms, the natural sleep-wake patterns that keep us physically and mentally in sync.
Darkness is basically our body's clue to turn on melatonin, kind of our sleep hormone. Some people have referred to it as the vampire hormone or the hormone of darkness.
And without that darkness, the vampire hormone can't do its thing, which is why Morris recommends Alaskans use heavy drapes, eye shades, even tin foil on the windows when they sleep. She also recommends wearing sunglasses at night and doing quiet things indoors. But in the land of the midnight sun, that's easier said than done. Solstice may be the longest day of the year, but as Christine Hansen points out, it's also the beginning of the end.
Then we start to lose the light. I'm driving home from teaching, and the headlights will come on. I'm thinking, it's only 8 o'clock at night, and you have to use your headlights. Summer's really gone.
Not yet, though. For now, summer is still in full bloom. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Shear in Anchorage.